They've got some sleepless nights ahead of them. There's no doubt about that. But they'll be in a different and awkward position because the Labor Party does not run candidates in Kennedy or New England. They did run a candidate in Lyne. So they're beholden to a large number of Labor voters. So they're not necessarily going to come coalition way, despite their backgrounds. But they'll... I'm hoping I'll just sit through and analyse and make responsible decisions. It's important for me that I'm on the government side of the benches because that's the best way to deliver real outcomes.
Which outcomes would you like to have?
Solar power station at Mildura up and running. It's been too long. And I want to see a more responsible approach to the interests of the Murray River and its environmental interests, but with a priority for the people who use the water, and that hasn't been happening.
And is there anyone in particular you'd like to see as the water minister?
Our shadows are all announced and appointed, but as long as it's a coalition member, because of the 18 seats in the Murray-Darling Basin, coalition members hold 16 of them. So we're more likely to get a considered outcome in the interest of irrigators with such a large number of representations. And it'll be those 16 members that influence the policy outcome.
Just back to the independents, who are currently, I'm sure, negotiating hard with the various parties. They are in a position of great power now. Have you ever considered becoming an independent and leaving the National Party?
Oh, come on, Louise. When I was elected in 1993... I was elected because there were faithful, loyal National Party members out there who worked hard to get me elected. And I think it's an act of betrayal. If I get so fed up with this job, the only option I have is just to resign and retire. There are no other options that I'd even consider.
I mean, in the case of those other three, obviously, they've been returned, and they've been returned with big swings in their favour. So their electorates didn't want them to retire.
Well, I've been elected with very strong Labor votes, and that's something that should never be forgotten.